Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. When you buy a product or any type of service, you always want to make sure you receive a guarantee on your purchase and excellent service. Have you ever bought an extended warranty? Why'd you do that? There might be a variety of reasons, but one of the most obvious is because you want to know there's somebody to help immediately if you ever have trouble. Truthfully, hear this now. It's not enough to have someone who's willing to help you in time of trouble. They must be able to do so as well. They got to know what they're doing. Unfortunately, our personal cable and television and internet telephone provider that we've had a cover some years ago and again recently, they moved their customer service operations overseas. First, let me say the folks who answer the phones are very nice. They certainly want to help, but there are limitations. Sometimes they don't understand my Southern accent. Sometimes I don't understand their accent either. It reminds me of the warden in the Paul Newman movie, Cool Hand Luke, who was always saying, "What we have here is a failure to communicate." Second, if I know more than they do about basic internet and cable problems, I don't need to speak with the first person who answers the phone. It didn't take me long or many phone calls before I realized that I just need to politely ask to speak to a tech supervisor. The last time, my problem lasted less than 15 minutes as opposed to an hour previously. It's important to always speak with the right person, someone who has the knowledge, the ability, and desire to help solve your problem immediately. It's always a good feeling to get connected to the person who can get to the heart of things immediately.
Psalm 86, 7 in the Living Bible says, "Every time I'm in trouble, I call on you, confident that you'll answer." Not only will God answer our prayers in times of trouble, he will empower us with strength. Psalm 134, verse 3 in the New Living Translation says, "As soon as I pray, you answer me. You encourage me by giving me strength."
Now, here's an interesting thought, honey. The strength God gives us is not that of a natural person, but one of supernatural power.
The same kind of power that Jesus demonstrated in Mark 9:39. Mark 9:39 says, "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm."
Not only is God going to answer your prayers, but he's giving you the kind of strength that can, well, that can control the weather.
How about that?
We're talking about the same supernatural strength that heals blinded eyes and lame limbs. The same kind of strength that delivers people bound by demons. When we pray in the midst of trouble, not only are we going to get an answer, we're tapping into Holy Ghost strength. Now that ought to make you shout, throw your hands up in praise and thanksgiving for a God that loves you with that kind of passion.
The Living Bible translation of Psalm 143, verse 1 says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, answer my plea, because you are faithful to your promises."
God is faithful to his promises, and that's the greatest news we could ever receive in our lives.
God has given us exceeding great and precious promises, according to 2 Peter 1:4. Because in 2 Peter 1:4, it says, "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Literally, there are hundreds of these exceeding great and precious promises. Way more than we could, than we have room time to talk about on this phone call. But we want to share several key ones with you.
In 1 John 1:9, Classic Amplified Bible says, if we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will in purpose, thought, and action.
Wow. That's a great verse, honey, in the Classic Amplified. Psalm 34:7, in the Amplified Bible says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, who revere and worship him with awe. And each of them he delivers.
Hallelujah.
He's talking about us.
That's right. I love that scripture. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Can anybody say hallelujah,
hallelujah
to that?
Deuteronomy 15:6, New Living Translation. The Lord your God will bless you as he has promised.
Thank you, Jesus.
You will lend money to many nations, but will never need to borrow. You will rule many nations, but they will not rule over you. God answers our prayers, but when he delivers us, there's something we must do in response. And it's not optional.
Psalm 50:15 says, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. The New Living Translation of Psalm 50:15 says, then call on me when you are in trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will give me glory. How can you not just jump up and down and give him glory?
Amen.
He rescues you.
That's true. When our Heavenly Father answers our prayers, as he's promised, we're to honor him, glorify him, praise him, because he longs, hear this, he longs to honor each of us too.
Think of that. In Psalm 91:15, it says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And we love the Message Bible translation of Psalm 91. This is verses 14 through 16. And it says, if you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care if you'll only get to know and trust me. Call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you then. Throw you apart.
You know, honey, as you know, one of my favorite books in the Bible is Jeremiah 29. And Jeremiah 29:12 in the King James Bible, it says, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you.
Hallelujah. Now let us share Jeremiah 29:11-14. In the Living Bible translation, and this is what it says. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. You will find me when you seek me, if you look for me in earnest. Yes, says the Lord, I will be found by you, and I will end your slavery and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and bring you back home again to your own land.
Hallelujah. We think it's really important to consider the whole context of what Bev just read in this passage of Scripture. Jeremiah 11 says that God has plans for us. They're plans for good and not for evil. That's 29:11, by the way. The New International Version says, His plans to prosper us.
Hallelujah.
Part of God's plan is that when you pray, He will listen and answer you. But you have to seek His presence earnestly. Seek, investigate, require, demand. Because when you do, God will answer your prayers and deliver you out of trouble. But more than that, He ends your slavery to debt and bondage while restoring your fortunes and everything the thief has taken from you. You realize we have an unlimited, absolute guarantee from our manufacturer. Anytime we have trouble, if we're in His presence and call upon His name, we have His word that He will answer and give us strength and power.
Mm.
We suggest you write out Psalm 86:7. 86:7, and we recommend the Living Bible translation. And Psalm 134:3. 134:3 in the New Living Translation. Write it out and carry them with you wherever you go and no matter what you're doing. There will be no language barrier when you call on God. Your call will not be answered by a lower level customer service angel or representative. When you call on Him, you will actually get to talk to the main one. And He will always answer your questions and solve your problems.
Hallelujah. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17, New International Version. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you.
What an assurance. The Lord will be with you no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing. As the scripture says, He is an ever-present help
in time of trouble. Amen.
And that's what we call some rich thoughts.
Some very rich thoughts.
Before we sign off today, a couple things stay with us. We want to wish a very happy birthday to our dear friend,
Yolayla.
Hallelujah.
She's a sweet lady, and we
very faithful
happy
to this
birthday.
Ministry, on the call most every day. So happy birthday, Yolayla. That's a blessing. Go to HaroldHaring.com if you've been blessed by the teaching. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And then until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
Hallelujah. And amen.
And we love you and praise you and give God the glory for you.
Hallelujah. Yes, we do. Bye-bye.